The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
R&B money! We up! Thanks. Jay Valentine, we are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this...
What is it?
...is the R&B Money Podcast. The authority...
Yes, sir.
...on all things... Who, yeah!
Wow. One more time.
Who, yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah. See... You wasn't desperate, you know, in your spirit, in your tone, right? You wasn't in the middle of a desert with leather on your body, sweating your balls off to prove a point. Not only was your eyes crying, but your skin on your whole body was crying tears. You ain't never done that. You ain't ever put on boots with a two-piece short set and turn the rain on. Huh? On your feet. What?
Yeah.
You never done it.
They ain't never did it.
You ain't never did it.
They ain't never did it.
You don't sit on the Mount Rushmore as a godfather. Mm-hmm. This shit right here. It's one man. It's one man, and that man is here.
Yeah, he is.
The God.
No.
Yes, sir. Not God, the God.
The God.
Created in his image. Mm. Casey Haley.
Yeah!
My God.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Mr. Who, yeah, himself.
Oh, Mr. Who, yeah, himself.
Yeah, man, what's going on?
What made you do
Let's start there.
Okay, we can do that. That's real easy.
Okay.
I was, they used to call me like the Adler King, but the guys did. Like, I go in the booth, man, just start singing. And I got tired of saying the words of the song and stuff. I just put on there and... ooh yeah. And it's a feeling. You gotta have that ooh yeah feeling. Yeah. You can sing Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Ooh yeah, Mary.
She was, ooh yeah, Mary.
Ooh yeah, Mary. They do say it's Casey, JoJo, Mary. Right there, yeah, yeah, that's like the Holy Trinity.
Bro, listen. I just gotta say this. And I tell you this all the time, but I can never tell you enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Nah, man.
You have to, I want you to, like, today is the day. You know, I know you're humble. You know, I know you're God-fearing man. You give it all back to the Creator.
All day.
You understand what I'm saying?
But
when He gives us those gifts, it is up to us to be good stewards over those gifts. It is up for us to develop and nurture and work hard to bring their gifts to their fullness.
You're right.
And you did just that.
Right.
And in doing so, you created us. Mm.
For sure.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate
that. There's no R&B money without Joseph.
There's no R&B money without Joseph. Not even close.
Yeah, we tried.
No. today, listen, today, KC, you get to pop your shit. This is flowers. This is celebration. KC Day right now.
Okay, then we did that shit.
Yeah!
Yeah. We did that.
Yes, you did.
We was on a mission.
Oh, my God.
And number two, we understood the assignment.
Yeah.
When we first got together, we had always said this. We made a pact. We made a vow that we was going to be the baddest group that ever came out.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? I made a vow like, I'm going to be the most aggressive lead singer that's out there, my age. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My era.
Yeah.
And I guess, like I said, we did that shit.
You're damn right you did it. Let's go back to the beginning, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to go back to me being a kid in a church somewhere in Wisconsin. I want to say Racing. I want to say in Wisconsin. And we went to see Lil Cedric and the Haley Singers.
Yes. Oh, man.
And I watched y'all run down the middle aisle. You didn't walk down the middle aisle.
Oh yeah, we
for those of y'all who know anything about church, any of my church folk, you don't go down the middle aisle. That is a no-no.
That's forbidden?
Huh, that's forbidden.
Oh, okay.
You don't walk down the middle aisle.
Next time I go to church.
You better go down the sides.
Okay, next time I go to church, I'm gonna remember that.
You know, the usher say, you know, show your seat in the back. Like there's instructions for the middle aisle. Not only did they come down the middle aisle, they ran down the middle aisle. To add insult to injury, JoJo had a bald head and earrings. We said, what in the worldly, what in the fleshly business is going on in here? And y'all proceeded, for lack of a better term, to talk about gospel music, kick ass.
Yeah, man. We had to do that too, man. We did that.
So how did that start? Give me Casey and the Haley. So go take me back to the beginning.
All right, the beginning is like this. Well, those of you that don't know, it started out in Baltimore, Maryland. Our professional singing career started in Baltimore, Maryland. My mom had a group. My dad had a group. I mean, Georgia would be around the house singing all the time. They had back in those days, they had the Friday night spade parties. Yeah, Mom and them had them spade parties. I know y'all know about that.
Yeah.
But anyway, when our uncles and aunts, they be playing spades and all that, me and JoJo be in the bed asleep with it. We stay thought we were, but we can hear everything that's going on there. About one or two every Friday night. And my uncles and them, they all juiced up now, you know what I'm saying? So they want to hear them little boys sing. So mama would wake us up. Like, it'd be like 1, sometimes 2 in the morning, wake us up, turn our favorite gospel group on, which was the Gospel Keynotes at the time.
Come on, Keynotes.
And me and Joe would be Paul Beasley. I would be the lead singer, Willie Neal.
Yeah.
So, and Willie Neal was the one, like the aggressive one, the lead singer. So they would ask us to make us sing those songs. I remember one night, I got bullheaded. You know what I'm saying? I got bullheaded. I didn't want to sing, man. So believe it or not, my mother, I love her for doing this. You know, some people these days might ridicule her for doing it, but my mother, she went upstairs got her leather belt.
Talk about the belts. Talk
her
about
leather
it.
Belt. Mm-hmm. And man, that belt got me singing today. She said, boy,
yeah.
If you don't go downstairs and sing them songs, but them people want you to sing, and mine now, they was giving me and JoJo 50 cents to sing. So she said, if you don't get your tail downstairs, she took that belt, man. She used that belt. To this day, I never been shame or shy to open my mouth to sing to nobody. So fast forward, like I said, my mother had a group from Baltimore, a female group, and my father had a male group in Baltimore, quartet. And my mama told my daddy, she said, I think you need to put Cedric in that group. Oh, that boy ain't ready. That boy ain't ready. Yeah. She said, he ready. She said, he ready. So she asked me, you want to be in your daddy group? I'm like, man, yeah, I want to be in the group. I'm going to be in the group. At 11 years old, who wouldn't? 11 years old then. So my daddy let me in the group. I went to a couple of rehearsals, and we did that first gospel, you know, back in the day, called them programs. Mm-hmm. You know, we did a program. Mm-hmm. So when I did that, man, and my uncle, which was the manager of my dad's group, his uncle. So he told my daddy, oh, yeah. That's going to be our little showstopper. Yeah, we're going to keep him. So by that time, like I said, my mama had a group. She had a killer band. So my mama told my daddy, look, I want to take him out, your group, and I'm going to get my band, because they was more contemporary, you know, all that players, young guys. She said, I want to take him out your group, and I'm going to get rid of my band and let them play for Cedric. Mm. So dad was like, we see how it is. I think the group, my daddy group, kind of figured what was going on. Because for me, daddy and JoJo got to rehearsal. Believe it or not, Tank, man, they had our papers waiting on us saying we fired.
Oh, y'all was getting kicked out.
Yeah, we got kicked out when they found out that, you know, Cedric and the Haley thing was about to be born.
But not only did they kick you and JoJo, they kicked your daddy out too.
And yeah.
Hold on, what?
You and your son.
Yeah, you and your son's out the group just because of that. So my dad said, okay, cool. We got this.
They handed you papers?
They handed us papers at rehearsal when we walked in.
That's crazy.
You know, I cried like a baby, man. Look, 11 years old getting fired? Come on now. From something I love to do, want to do. But though, it was God's plan.
Of course, yeah.
It wasn't their plans because at the next day, here we are, my mom and dad, they telling me what I'm going to, we got, my mama said, Timmy them going to play for you now. So I'm like happy because Timmy, you know, they was young, they was funky, you know. So I'm like, cool. That was the birth of Little Cedric and the Haley Singers, signed to Gospel Record Label, which is Air Records now. So got that deal, 12 years old, did our recording, man, and Little Cedric and the Haley Singers blew up. I mean, we blew up in the quartet field, man. I was like they would call me the Michael Jackson of gospel.
Tell him who you were.
And during that time, that time, my rival was a little boy from Washington, D.C. He had his group from D.C. So Baltimore had a little boy, which was little Cedric, and that little boy I'm talking about, I mean, we went neck to neck, man. One night was his night. Next night was not my night. That little boy was Johnny Gill.
Ooh. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. Me and Johnny talk about that all the time. We talk about it all the time. Johnny would come to Baltimore. He'll try to make it hard for me in my town. So, okay, all right. I gotta go to D.C.
Yeah.
So
come see you.
That's crazy.
Come see you.
So this is like 12, 13, 14.
So he been growling for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Man, Johnny, we've been in the game together long time, man. Long time. So
powerhouse.
Yeah. 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 Man, Johnny was way back, man, 40 something years ago.
So was your father in?
In the Haley Singers?
In the Haley Singers?
Yeah. He came. He got him some songs off there too, off the albums too. You know what I'm saying? You know, and then JoJo was like this. He's still like this to this day. He don't let y'all see it. We had to beg JoJo to sing. We had to beg JoJo. Damn, they had to do it now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
one of the coldest vocalists who ever lived.
Yeah.
And then JoJo, then he got into it, man. And he had his couple songs on the albums and all that. But JoJo always knew he would tell them, man, I'm gonna do that, man. That's Cedric, man. JoJo's more like, he was a roughneck.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo wanted to go outside and play football while I'm in rehearsal 10 hours a day in the base, hot basement, right after school. Got to go down to the basement and rehearse for the album. And so JoJo outside playing. And if he got a song, he'll come in and do his little song, go right back outside and play. I'm still in there because I'm hungry at the age of 12. I'm hungry, man. But it all worked out good. So that's how the Haley single started, man.
What was your first song that took off?
Jesus Saves.
Jesus Saves.
And then Born Again with the second
you
one.
You ought to be. Come on down.
That's it. That was it right there. That was our, we used to call it, in the quartet, we call it Drive. That was our drive.
Oh, you meant what?
That was our drive.
Dry your cross.
Yeah, that was our drive right there, man. And then from then on, man, it just, we did three albums. On the Lil Cedric and the Haley Singers, and then the family moved back to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
What made you guys move?
Well, what made us move is really, I think my mom and parents was ready to move back down south. Because we had lived in Baltimore for what? Wow, we lived in Baltimore for like 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, but they wanted to move back down south. And of course, they took the kids with us. So we went down there and we still had the Haley Singers going. We still was traveling. The group had busted up, but we still, you know, hired some new musicians, the backup singers and everything for Lil Cedric. So we're still going.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it was God, man. It was God. Because I had left North Carolina. And went to Baltimore. I was gonna do a reunion with Lil Cedric and the Haley Singers with the original, all the original members.
And what age is this?
This is age 17. It's like 17, 18, one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So while I'm in Baltimore, JoJo didn't go with me. So while I'm in Baltimore, JoJo plays a song for me over the phone. By this time, JoJo, you know, he didn't go back to Baltimore with me. So I'm listening on the phone. I'm like, JoJo, who is that? It's your man. It's this guy named Don, man. We've been doing music together, man. You can't be in this group. Nah, this just me and Don. This me and Don stuff.
Yeah.
So then I go back. Before I go to Baltimore, I rehearsal hard with Lil Cedric and the Haley Singers. So some girls that came over to visit us, just before I went to Baltimore, I skipped all that.
Mm.
But some girls brought some guys to our studio. I was dating one of the girls, but calling myself dating.
Mm-hmm.
And JoJo was talking to one of them. So they brought up, they said, yo, we want to meet y'all we want y'all to meet some brothers. You know, they got their own church and they doing their thing. They tight on the music, man. They good. Y'all need to meet them. Y'all, who are they? So when they walked in and they brought the guys in, so first thing I see is my girlfriend and got these guys behind her. So immediately,
I'm not feeling it.
So, and I see one of them go in the studio. Well, the recording part was at the studio we had, and I hear a piano playing. Now, by this time, me and this guy that JoJo's in the room with, me and his brother, is about to go at it.
Oh.
I mean, guns down.
Really?
Guns down. So anyway, he's like, yo, what's going on, man? Like, yo, you tell me what's going on. Y'all walk in with my girl, man. I mean, who are y'all? Who are y'all? So then I hear a keyboard playing. And I hear my brother singing. I'm like, hold up. I hear my brother's voice. But who is that playing that keyboard? And his brother said, that's what I was trying to tell you. We the guys that they wanted to introduce us to, y'all. I'm like, who are y'all? I'm Dalvin.
He's still tripping off the girl.
That's my brother.
He's still tripping off the girl.
He said, I'm Dalvin, and that's my brother, Don. I said, well, y'all are the great boys. Like, yeah. Yo, man, we dismissed the girl. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, I see what's going on now.
Yes.
I said, work God. Yeah. I see you moving. So by that time, you know, then we met each other, hung out a little bit. And then, like I said, now I can go back to going to Baltimore because I thought that wasn't going to work. I was like, that's a fluke. So I go to Baltimore. I'm trying to get my group back together. JoJo calls me. And he playing something on the phone. I said, yo, that sound good. What's that? He said, yo, that's me and Don, man. I said, for real, y'all did that? He said, yeah. I said, yeah, man, it's tight. I said, man, that's I like that, bro. He said, don't even think about it. Stay in Baltimore. Get your Haley singers together.
I got my own thing.
Yeah, exactly what he said, Tate. I got my own thing.
And it ain't the church.
It ain't the church.
It ain't the church.
Yeah.
So I said, nah, man. So immediately, I called my mom, I called my daddy. I said, I'm ready to come home. I told the Haley singers, hey, look, y'all, I'm going back to Charlotte,
this
man.
This ain't gonna work. I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why.
But I got to get up out of here.
But you'll hear about it. And by that time, I got home, man. And by that time, JoJo heated. And then all of us started gelling.
JoJo really didn't want you in the group.
No, and Devontae didn't want Dalvin.
Oh, shit. I love this.
Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah, Devontae didn't want Dalvin, so JoJo made a... But JoJo wanted Dalvin, Devontae wanted me.
Oh, wow.
So JoJo was like this. Now JoJo playing that card. If you want my brother Lee saying, you got to let your brother in the group.
You got to let Dalvin in. Yeah.
And it's on, and just vice versa. So if you want Dalvin in,
I need Casey.
I need Cedric.
Yeah.
So we got together, man. Talked about it. There we go. We started doing demos, man. We were demo at the church, man.
Absolutely.
We would do demos at the church, like Time We Share, those songs like that, and like the chords. Devontae, a lot of that stuff was written in church at Devontae dad church, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Devontae dad got tired of it. You know, he got tired of all that secular music being played at his church. So what we did, me and Joseph didn't tell our parents that we had a basement, right? And this thing, you know, Devontae, my dad and my mother, they see Devontae loading in like 10 to 15 keyboards, hooking everything up in their basement. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. By that time, they didn't know we was doing music,
mm-hmm.
but they didn't know what we was doing it for. Cause my daddy said, I don't know what that boy doing down there, but all I hear is a lot of that sound. You know what that sound is?
Yeah.
Slapping on the keyboards,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
But he have his headphones on.
Yeah.
By that, Devontae was doing Jodeci's demo. He did that. We did that for like a year. We got our son.
So are y'all Jodeci yet though? Or what? Like when do you guys become
Jodeci?
When we
found out we were Jodeci, when we knew that we had something, and
okay.
we were sitting in our parents' yard, man, and we was like, what name can we? We need a name, man. Now it's all four, but we good now. We tight,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man. You know, man. We need a name, man. So I came up with Brothers, and I think Dalvin came up with some things, and then Devontae was like, hey, man, when we just put our name together, man, JoJo, Devontae, Dalvin, KC. Yeah, we just put Joe, D, and C. Like, Jodeci, man. Jodeci. I don't know, man. That sounds too biblical or something. but at the end of the day, we had a vote. Mm-hmm. We had a vote. We said, Jodeci it is then.
All
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
own sound, man. We got our own sound. We need no producers, none of that. So as I'm telling y'all, the boss man, they're gonna like, just get your boss. So he went and got Dre. Dre came in there. The song Kirk was playing was "Come and Talk to Me." Then he played.
That's the song he was playing.
Yeah. Then he played "Stay." Then he played. Yeah. Then he played "I'm Still Waiting."
My God.
And then all this on demo.
What?
Oh man.
Then he played "Back in the Day." Every moment. That was on. No. All
sometimes
this on
they
the,
just don't hear it.
All this
sometimes
on
they
the,
just don't hear it.
All this on the demos, right? So Dre like, hold up. Y'all tell me that's y'all? Yeah, that's us.
Yeah.
What you talking about? Yeah, that's us. I don't believe it. No doubt. Okay. Okay, believe this. You know, I stood up.
Yeah.
I started singing the verses.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah.
I got the pudding with me.
You know what I'm saying? I said, okay. That's good. We started singing. We did a little Jodeci. You know, did our Jodeci little thing we be doing, singing about Joseph.
When you think of Joseph, yeah.
I did that. And then, you know, I did "Come and Talk to Me." I sung a little song, and, you know, and by that time, Heavy came in, rest in peace.
Yeah.
Heavy stuck his head in the door. He said, "Dre, come in." From what I hear, Heavy told Dre, "If you don't sign him, I'm get him." By that time, all I know, Dre, he came back in the door and said, "Yo, so where y'all staying? Where y'all staying at?" I'm like, "We ain't got nowhere to stay, man. You know, we out of money." The same guy that was sleeping on us, his A&R man, Kirk Woodley, he said, "Kirk, pay for the rest of the room, the hotel room for the rest of the group, for the rest of the week. Take care of this group for the rest of the week. Come on, y'all, we're going out to dinner. And Kirk, by the way, you assigned to them for the rest of this week."
First, I know you don't like them. They're yours now.
Yeah. Since you can't hear, you're going to hear them for the rest of the week.
For the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life, since you can't hear them.
So by that time, then we had our dinner, and get back to the hotel. Yo, we gave Kirk Woodley hell, man.
Yeah.
We gave him hell that day. That whole week, man. It was like we've been in the business for years. Yo, we want this. You ain't doing your job.
Oh, shit.
You ain't doing your...
You heard what Andre said.
We turned into Jodeci right then.
Immediately.
We turned into
Immediately.
And then when I get back to the hotel, I jumped up and down on my bed, man. Everybody, man, we was crying and all that. And I called my pop. I said, "Daddy, we got a deal. You gonna get me that truck I want?"
Yeah.
And then, you know, they sent Bob Celestin, which was a lawyer for the label. So they sent him down with us back to North Carolina. And got some interim agreements made up and all that. And Devontae, father's, his lawyer looked over it. Our parents looked over it. Said, "Yeah, it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
It's legit. It's a legit deal. They say they want to do business with y'all sons. I think it's a good look." And we're talking today. And then we took the world by storm, man. What Dre did by getting Al in and he like on some of the cuts co-produced with Devontae, what he did was put that picture in a frame. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
100%.
That's all he did. He put that picture in a frame.
That's that fine-tuning.
Just the little things it needs. Yeah, because Al
had Quincy Jones effect.
There you go.
The Harvey Mason effect.
And then he had his Night and Day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
He already knew how to make records.
There you go. Devontae, he knew exactly what he doing. He knew his...
Yeah.
But like I said, you know, put shellac on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all Dre did, and that's what Al B did. And Al and Devontae worked it, you know, they bumped head, but of course Devontae had that ego, but then he got, you know, and he just had that Like, I got to listen. We told her, you got to listen, man. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to him, man.
And Al had the resume, too. It wasn't like he just put y'all with some random person.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly. And and then when Al came in with that mature lyric, like mine now, everybody think Al wrote Forever My Lady. What Al did, Forever My Lady was already written. Forever Lady was already written even before, like I said, we had it before we got a deal. What Al did was he put that that verse in there, you know, that kind of messed everybody. At first it messed my head up when it said, so you're having my baby. We like, whoa.
Y'all wasn't ready to give him a baby yet.
Nah, man.
I just got my deal. Now I'm on child support? Why is this the way?
And that's what really, I think, set us apart. Absolutely. From a lot of young group with
nobody
maturity.
Was talking about that.
Nobody was saying. I mean, they might have been saying somebody's having my baby.
Yeah.
Right. Somebody might have been having that conversation, but they weren't saying right behind it, and it means so much to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah,
at 19 when somebody having your baby, you're trying to figure out what's next.
You sure?
Yeah.
You sure?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I saw what's the name come through here, and you know, I know y'all used to talk. You know what I'm saying?
It don't mean that much to me.
It don't mean shit to me. Yeah, but far as all the rest of the lyrics, man, Devontae Penn is sick with the stay and the come and talk to me and I'm still waiting and the you and I's and my heart belongs to you, the fiendings and the freaking you's. Now that's all D.
Hold on. Let's stop right here. Okay. Gotta love history streets. Gotta love. Well, I was like, okay, I don't know why they singing this hard on this up-tempo, but I love it. I love it. And then, that Forever My Lady drops.
Yeah.
Because there's a period where, as new artists, you know, you're opening, you're doing venues, and maybe it's just you for a radio show. It's maybe 200 people, 300 people.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a moment where when that Forever My Lady hits that you see the difference from that 200 and them small radio shows and them openings to the venues getting absolutely.
Yeah, you're going to the thousands.
Yeah, man. We saw the money.
Yeah, because you know where I'm going.
And they,
I want to know what he bought.
Yeah.
What I got.
Come on, man. I want to know. Come on. When
my
you
first tour, what did I get? I got a... I got a BMW, man. Yeah. See, but it was, I got a BMW. JoJo got a BMW. Dalvin got a BMW. That damn Devontae.
He bought it's something crazy.
A Lamborghini.
And they got a Lamborghini.
Yeah, y'all BMWs is cool.
Man after my own heart. Got to get the lamb on them.
And, he didn't stop at one. He got like a couple of them, man. That was
the first tour.
The first tour, man.
Who's the first tour with?
First tour, Hammer, MC Hammer.
Arenas.
And then we broke off from that and then we did our own Jodeci tour, which was Jodeci and Mary. And I think, who else was on that tour with us? I think, and I want to say Biggie, but I don't want to say Biggie. We did, I think it was Biggie.
Opening.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
an amazing tour. They was openers. Wow. Yeah. It was Jodeci, yeah, man. Jodeci was that. Wow, it was crazy, man.
So give me the Puff playing.
Oh, when Puff, okay.
Yeah. Give me.
That goes back to when Puff was intern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Puff was like, his ear was to the street. I'm going to tell you how I Gotta Love came in. And Puff had asked Dre, because Dre was going to come out the first single. He would come and talk to me Forever My Lady.
Mm-hmm.
So Puff told him, no, Dre, don't do that. I wouldn't do that if I was you. I would put them out with Gotta Love. That song, Gotta Love, man. So Dre like, why would you do that? We didn't even want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And why? He said, because the video concept could be like, they could be dressed like, you know, you know, they in the hood,
the edge,
you know, yeah. with the boots,
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
little thuggish or whatever.
Yeah.
So that Gotta Love was set the world up, you know, because they didn't want Dre even said that. Dre really, he really, he told him, I don't want y'all, we told Dre, we don't want to let no boys to men. Not no, you know, mm-hmm. just some boys, man. We didn't want it, we didn't want it like that. Even Puff said, yo, man, you don't want them like boys, men in suits. You don't want them in suits, man. He said, Puff told him that, yo, man, when I see them, man, I want to see them like four of my homeboys on the corner.
Yeah.
Singing the girls and stuff like yeah. that, you yeah. know, on the stoop,
yeah.
singing the girls, you know. So Puff said, I think you should come out with Gotta Love first in the video. Should be like, you should have only like some hip hop gear on.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Puff's gonna get fired for that, man. But then after we heard what Puff's idea was, yeah, Dre, I think we should go with Gotta Love, man. So Gotta Love worked.
Absolutely.
And what it really did, it set a tone so the world could see, okay.
It put everybody on notice.
Yeah, this how they're gonna be looking. Yeah. This how they're gonna dress. They're gonna have on their boots. They're gonna have on their vests.
You yeah, know,
they're
gonna have on their shades.
They're gonna shades yeah. and their baseball cap.
Yeah.
So that really set the world up. But once again, I think you said it. Like when they saw us sing for My Lady, they probably said, "Oh, that's that group that got on the yellow and video with mm-hmm. the boots and stuff." Mm-hmm. Okay, we get it. That's them. And that really set us apart from Boys to Men and whatever group that was coming out at the same time.
Which is genius, though.
Yeah,
because
genius.
Most time in this business, and we all know this, we've been in this game a long time, when something works, everybody does the exact same thing.
There you go.
Yeah. Because it's the cheat code.
There you go.
It can get you in.
Yeah.
It can get you in. It might not keep you in.
Right.
But
right.
for you guys to be the polar opposite made so much sense.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And for Puff to be an intern at the time to recognize that,
yeah, he recognized.
He was already showing that he was a tastemaker.
Yeah. And the other genius in it too, in it being polar opposite, is that now you're immediately in a conversation
with
some guys that are already selling millions of records.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's like now it's like, uh-oh. What's getting ready to happen? Now it's two. It ain't just one.
There you go.
We got some guys over here that
coming
to see about
you. Mm-hmm.
Became
mm-hmm.
the Bad Boys R&B. So we got the good guys in the back. Who you want to go see?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Who you want to go see?
No, that's great.
And I'm a church kid. So
you
I'm like.
So did you know of, obviously you knew of Lil Cedric, but did you
I
connect
didn't
it?
I know that Lil Cedric and the Haley Singers was your.
Did you, no you didn't know that?
Had no idea.
Wow.
Had no idea. Until I got out of high school. And did some research and was like,
well,
because I got your cassettes,
mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So once I made that connection, I said, that's why it makes so much sense to me.
Yeah.
So for me, I started being Jodeci in church.
Okay. Oh, wow.
I started sounding like y'all in church. I would go to visit in churches and play and, you know, add my Devontae chords and all that. They'd be like this. You like a one-man Jodeci. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because as much as I loved Boys to Men, who were, you know, I mean, ultimately just talented, just off charts, right?
Yeah.
I was drawn so much to that feeling that was so familiar to me.
Mm-hmm. The chords.
The chord structure.
And
the vocals.
The arrangement.
And how that, like, I come from quartet.
There you go.
Baptist, Kojic.
That
and
gut.
I was like, that's in there.
And we definitely Kojic.
Oh, that's in there.
Definitely Kojic.
So it made my soul happy.
Yeah.
I want to shout.
There you go.
Well, KC was shouting.
KC, I wanted to shout when that music came on. Yeah. I was like, y'all don't hear this? Y'all don't want to lift no offering?
I got to change. If you change a few, some words, if you change words to our song.
Oh, it's gospel right.
It's straight to gospel.
Talk to the Lord. You can have an altar call.
Yeah.
Sure.
Absolutely.
You can. Instrumental? You can. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Did the Commissioned have any?
Most definitely. Commission, the Whiners, and then you know, and I had my quartet groups, you know, the Gospel King Notes, the Violineers, you name the quartets, man. I was a hardcore quartet, but then, like in the late 80s, I started listening to, like I said, Commission, mm-hmm. and the Winans, mm-hmm. you know, those cats, Clark Sisters, you know. And I like, okay, and that's what we did. But the thing about it, when we got in R&B, man, we were, Howard Jodeci really, really, really got our sound. JoJo was the deal in Babyface Fanatic. Okay? This in the late 90s. And man, Devontae was Fanatics of God. So what we would do is, if JoJo's sleeping in one room, this is at my mom's house now, JoJo's sleeping in one room, he'll go to sleep with all Babyface in the deal start playing in his cassette player. I mean, Devontae in another room, we going to sleep listening to Teddy and Aaron. So me and Devontae like, okay, I'm gonna do some Teddy shit, you do some Aaron shit.
Okay. So this is all late 80s.
What we did, we combined the Winans, Commission, Guy.
And the deal.
All in one.
Yeah. It all makes sense.
And plus we had Jodeci.
It was so aggressive.
Yeah. If you listen to our music, you can hear it, man.
It was like, I tell people all the time, everybody's like, yeah, it's, you hear them Jodeci harmonies? I said, yeah, I hear you. But.
That's your way of saying you don't hear it.
You can't.
I've been watching the show, man. You
can't. Because.
He's just nicer to me. I'll be like, man, this ain't no fucking Jodeci.
Here's two things, right? Because it's two things. First of all, you can try the arrangement, right?
Yeah.
But the vocal, the KC and JoJo vocal the are tones, so distinctive.
The tone,
that
yes.
You'll never,
tone.
You'll never, never have that combination
nope. That tone.
Of tones yeah. That make it what it is. Yeah. And two, the misconception of anybody, from groups to anybody trying to be Jodeci, is that they confuse the fashion
with the music.
Y'all was making love songs.
Yeah, man.
Y'all was screaming at people to start. Treat them like they supposed to be treated. Y'all are screaming that though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Screaming that. Screaming Forever My Lady.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming Stay.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all love songs.
Tonight.
Let's
what? Start.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's straight church.
What?
That's Koji.
That sounds like somebody was in front of y'all like this. Tonight. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the way we stack our stuff.
How many stacks? Give me the stacks. Come on, give me the stack. Because y'all on the board, y'all on tape.
Yeah.
Y'all on real 2-inch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Y'all using the whole. Y'all using two.
All
two
that,
inch
all that, man. Yeah. We do
ain't
like,
no flying no vocal.
Nah.
Nah, nah.
Ain't no flying no vocal.
I want to say
on one note. Give me how many times did you stack one note?
One note.
One note. The melody.
Devontae would have a stack on one note at least. Man, this might sound crazy, but man, Devontae would have us close to 10.
10 stacks on one note.
I believe every word you're saying.
Golly.
I believe every word you're saying.
Yeah, I say about 10.
And during y'all stacks, are y'all trying to match the note? Or are y'all just singing it with a different feel every time? Because that's the other thing. People go in and you stack and stack and stack, and you're trying to make all the notes sound identical. But
no,
when you listen to Jodeci.
Sometimes we'll be like, we'll do like five, like, tonight. We'll do like five, six times. Tonight, you know, just
so it just fill in those sonic holes
and we pan them all, pan them all, pan You know,
y'all ain't stacking enough. That's what he just said.
You're not stacking enough.
Ain't enough stacks.
You got to stack them, man.
Ain't no ass on your backgrounds. That's what he's saying.
Now, as far as harmonies, arrangements. See, Devontae plays chords all five fingers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we got to, me and Jota got to sing every note.
Every note.
That he's playing.
Shit.
And then JoJo going there, that's one thing about JoJo, he's so creative. Mm. JoJo just drops something in there. Even when we record, he'll just drop something.
Keep that.
And that's what Devontae said, keep that. Next thing you know, that's a harmony.
Yeah.
And that's a harmony. So, you know, man, sometimes we have like what? Some people use five-part harmonies. Man, we'll make it a way we can use six or seven.
Absolutely.
Because like mine now, we got the regulars. Mm-hmm. We got the regular notes. Now mine, Devontae, going to play five chords. You know, he's going to play five chords on the harmonies. And then, like I said, the extra stuff that JoJo would do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, you got to be in one of our sessions, man. You'd be like, whoa.
You know, the first time I got a slight glimpse of it was working with Ginuwine.
Okay. He wouldn't know.
He came from that school. And I watched him stack.
He got that from D.
And I was like, you doing the same note again? He said, nah, I'm doing it a little different this time. Watch what I do at the end. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. He said, all right, now give me three more. I'm going to whisper these. Like,
mm-hmm. See, I just told you that.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That whole thing before.
G came from the school.
Oh, absolutely.
He came from the school.
So that was my first glimpse of that much stacking.
Yeah. And Timberland, too.
Yeah.
It came from the school.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Like I said, we did that shit.
No.
Clearly.
You can say that as many times as you want to today.
Clearly.
I want to get to Diary of a Madman.
Come on.
I want to know first, why Diary of a Madman? Why that title?
Diary of a Madman. I didn't like it at first, and then I started realizing,
Who came up with it?
We mad, Devontae. But that second album, we was mad.
What were y'all mad about?
Just mad.
Just mad. Was it okay? So
Was it connected to the business? It wasn't connected to the business. It was just we were just mad. We wanted to be like, yo, okay, we getting out of that felt my leg. Okay, people think we soft. We mad. That's time to get mad. That's why we took the album cover like that with shirts off with Devontae and Dalvin, and we had the boots and stuff off and all that boots on. We were just, well, I was gonna sit ourselves a mad band. Mad don't mean, you know, we have attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got attitude, but we wanna let y'all know we more than just an R&B band.
Yeah.
You know, we rock and rollers too. We mad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We got attitude.
Y'all had tattoos and shit.
Yeah, tattoos and all that. We didn't care. We was mad. We didn't give a damn. We wanted to change the face of R&B.
Yeah.
Y'all did that. Y'all did that.
So, you know, those songs we put on that album, man, shit. Man, we didn't care. We were mad.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brother Cedric.
You just call me that. I'm good.
You know, in your travels.
Yeah.
And this R&B thing. This gospel thing. Being a titan yourself. There are definitely people.
Not many, though.
And songs. That inspired this great man. KC, we want to know your top five. Your top five.
Yeah.
Top five. Your top five R&B singers.
What else?
R&B songs. Yeah,
yeah.
Casey, your time. Casey, your Cedric, your nostalgic, your. We want to know. We want to know your top five. Yes. Rawr. Yeah.
No, he did. Did it last time?
Five. Top.
Five. Daddy. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. KC. Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Your top five.
Now? Or
R&B singers of all time.
All time. R&B.
R&B gospel. Your world. Your top five singers. No particular.
It can be gospel too.
It can be whatever it want, whatever you want it to be.
Marvin Winers.
Talk the talk.
Stevie Wonder. Marvin Gaye.
Woo-hoo.
My personals, right?
Yeah.
That's what you want me to say.
That's what you're damn right.
I can't even front. Uncle Charlie and Tank.
Ain't
I
no.
Can't front.
I feel like he just hit a game winning three, brother.
No, I'm not.
He
just,
crying under them glasses.
I'm not.
He crying under them glasses.
I am not.
Jacob,
but hold up, real
zoom
talk.
In.
I'm not saying that because you're sitting right here, man. I'm saying that because every time when I hear you sing, man, it's like, man, my mama like you. And she told me to tell you hi, too, Mama.
She's getting better and better.
Hey, Mama. Hey.
Yeah, tell that little squinty-eyed boy.
Squinty-eyed boy.
That's what she said. And she, that was this morning when she told me that. Anyway, your style, man, is like, I know they trying to do this. I've heard things about artists coming out. They going to be the new this. They going to be the new that. From my era... My era, and the way your performance is, you that new Marvin. Personally, that's just me.
Wow.
Don't have to be with, it don't have to be the way you sing, or I know y'all got different styles, but your aura, you know, it's like, when I saw you on the New Edition tour, I said, yo, that's a new Marvin shit right there. And y'all did y'all thing too. I saw that, man. I love it.
Thank you.
But
thank
that's you. How I feel about you, man. You're in my top five, for sure.
I ain't gonna be able to tell this nigga shit.
Your arrangements, shit. You know all that, man. All that. People just don't know. And see, they not from where we from. Where they we wouldn't from. Get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
You know you done fucked up, right? I need wipers.
Oh, fuck, man.
I need bathers. Somebody feeding me grapes. Yeah. Did you hear what?
You got an aura. You got an aura.
But
you Rick James now.
Have you seen him on stage? Because the aura, like, yo, that's a Marvin Gaye. Like, he right there. That's it.
I love you for that, bro. Because you are in my DNA.
Oh, yeah, man. 100%. Come on, man.
And I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
Casey, your top five R&B songs.
Anything from the songs and the songs of Kid Life. Anything from that.
Anything. We'll just, that. Anyone. That's one.
Mm-hmm.
Wildflower.
No, you going there.
From New Birth. Oh, yeah.
No, you going there. Yeah. Yeah.
New Birth, of course. Definitely. Mm. Bobby Womack, if you think you're lonely now.
Why not?
Johnny Hathaway, song for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what, four?
Yeah, that's four. We need one more.
One more.
I mean, the songs of Key to Life got 37 songs on the album, so really we have 40. But.
We have 40. Top 40.
I got to say this, y'all. I'm sorry. Forever My Lady.
Why not?
Ever My Lady.
Why not?
It has to be.
Ever My Lady. That's it. Cause that song right there is like, every time I sing that song, I just, I forget it's me.
Mm.
I forgets it's me. That's how good it is. What song do you get tired of singing, if there's any? What song is you like,
here we go with this one again.
I put my all in to everything that I sing, and I enjoy them so much till I really, really don't get tired of singing none of them. Because every time I sing them, I get a different feeling. I don't approach them the same way.
All right, let's build your Voltron.
Okay, that's so what it's called?
Voltron. It's called a Voltron. Yeah. It's called Your Super R&B Artist. We're going to get, you got to get the vocal from somebody. You got to get the performance style from somebody. You got to get the styling from somebody. And you got to get the passion, the heart of the artist from somebody. To make your ultimate R&B singer, who are you getting that vocal from?
Marvin Wines.
Who are you getting the performance style from?
On stage performance.
Yeah.
I get my style from
KC. Come on. Come on.
I try to be nice.
Yeah, you don't. Today. Is Pop Your Shit Day. Okay, we got KC performance style. We got Marvin Wines on the vocal. This is getting aggressive. Who you getting the styling from? The drip of the artist, what they putting on. Let me say
that. Dalvin come with our clothes. You know what I'm saying? We go in. Who you think?
I feel like who you want to say Jodeci.
Who we dress like?
I feel like you want to say
then,
who we dress like.
I said Dalvin. Jodeci.
Then you damn it. Yeah. Yeah, come on, shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Shit. Get the styling from your damn self.
There you go. There you go.
Shit.
But right now, you know, I have help, you know. God bless me with my beautiful wife, so she got a good she got a good taste.
Come on,
yeah, help you
she
right.
Got a, she makes
keep
sure.
Come right. on, help make.
Keep you right.
She come on, sure. rib.
She makes sure. Oh, yeah, that's my rib.
Come on, rib.
So she helped me right now. Nah, she said, baby, nah, you ain't wearing that. Nah, you ain't doing that. I mean, she had me have a fitting session every night before I walk out the door.
Talk to talk.
I love it.
Who you getting the heart of the artist from, the passion of the artist?
The passion of it,
yeah.
like just I love it. I love what they doing and like
putting they all into it.
James Brown,
making the crowd sweat. Ooh.
Prince, Michael.
You can pick three.
All of them.
You can pick three. That's fine.
Oh, the Stevie's. That list is long.
You go, can you pick one or you need all four?
Let me pick one.
Just pick one.
I swear, man, I was just talking about this too today on the way over here. James Brown.
Yeah. No argument. No argument.
No argument, you don't think?
No, I'm not arguing that at all.
I hear stories of where James Brown used to laugh at people's performances like, that's all y'all got? That's all y'all got? That's all y'all gonna do? And get out there and proceed to sweat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Sweat. We got one more segment for you, brother. KC. Just one more segment. The rules of this segment. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. Where you was? Who you was with? What you did? Don't say shit. I ain't saying no name.
He'll be here all week.
I'm all week.
What's up?
Right now.
Talk to him.
We got a special segment of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm.
Where you tell us a story, funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up.
Okay.
The only rule to the game is you can't say no names.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Let's go.
This is KC. Mr. Ooh Yeah, Who Yeah, however the hell you want to sing it.
Yeah.
Himself. I ain't saying no names.
There's so many, man. Damn, y'all got to go in the archive. All right. We're in London.
I like this already.
Starting good. Yeah.
In the VIP section. Minding our business. Everybody just chilling, drinks flowing, fans good, fitness good. All of a sudden, Who that bitch? Keep looking over at you. Oh, she's looking again. Bop! Oh my God, we gotta get out the club. I ain't saying no name.
Oh, shit.
All I was doing, I was an innocent bystander. She was looking at me.
Somebody got knocked out for looking at Casey.
I didn't do nothing. I don't know who that is. I use that excuse.
Matter of fact, okay. We in London.
I don't know nobody. I don't know nobody in London. How the whole town of money?
Oh, shit.
I don't know nobody in London. I use that too.
I use that too.
For the take, I didn't.
We all the way in Atlanta.
We all the way in Atlanta.
I don't know nobody in Atlanta. I don't know who that is.
I'm gonna give you a hint.
No, you don't do it. Don't you do it.
Don't do it no more. They can sue you.
Oh, man.
Oh, listen, man.
Did you hear what I said?
Every night I got to fight to prove my love.
My love. Ooh, oh. Did I?
Oh. Brother KC, my brother, I just want to tell you from my heart, from his heart,
man.
From every R&B singer, gospel singer, that has singer, songwriter, producer, performer that has come up under the sound of your voice, we have truly been blessed by your existence.
Oh, thank you, man.
By your continued pursuit of perfection, by your life's journey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Your ups and your downs.
Oh, yeah.
And you powering through.
Oh, yeah.
To still be here with us right here.
40 years
to this day.
Mm-hmm. That's including with the gospel.
No, it all matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've created a legacy for yourself that includes all of us.
Mm.
So as you are proud of, you know, the accomplishments that you're directly a part of, you know what I mean? As you stand on those stages and as you stand behind those microphones, also accept the credit, you know, when me and this guy stand on those stages and stand behind those microphones and get on those pianos and entertain those crowds.
What would Jodeci do?
That we have a song called "What Would Jodeci Do?" That's really on my album.
So, That's our mindset. Yeah.
So take that credit as well. That is also yours. And we will. Your name is in the annals.
Thank you, man.
Of history, my brother. You're a foundational building block.
I appreciate
to everything we do and everything that R&B will ever be.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. I just want to thank you guys, man, for really, by you saying that, lets me know there's more than four members of Jodeci.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Those other members beside the four are the people that love us.
Mm-hmm.
People that support us, people that pay for our tickets to go see us live in concert. That's those the real Jodeci's.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You guys, y'all the real Jodeci's. Because if it wasn't for y'all that heartbeat.
Yeah.
And Jodeci can't live without a heartbeat.
That's right.
And that goes out to y'all.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel like Martin at the Varnell Hill show right now.
You want to get that?
Martin took it.
Don't you be. You could be.
Martin took his. Martin is funny. And back to you, since we got all that. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I love you for everything, man.
Love you too, Pop.
Jay Valentine.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Love you. But you, I have a bone to pick with you.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
Come on.
I called you as a tank. You know, it's my doing this album, man. You know, I would love for you to be on this album for me, Tank. I need you right out. What you need, man? I said, Tank, I mean, I need that tearjerker. I need that on this album, Tank. I got you. Mr. Darrell?
I said that.
Where's his song at,
Darrell? Where's my song?
I said that. I have
scoot over so I can be on his side talking shit. Where's his song at, Darrell?
I have templates with your name on it.
Are you serious?
Absolutely.
Look, he said, is there any change? He said, hey,
sis? On my mama. That I had just started just putting ideas together.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot think of why or what happened within that time to get me out of focus. So, first, apologies.
Oh, right?
No. I have to issue that because I said, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
I that's my word.
Mm-hmm.
So, in honor of this chastisement of you pulling out the belt.
Come on, squinty eyed boy.
And spanking me on my own podcast. You tell me when and it's done. You tell me how soon you need it and we're going to get it turned around.
I tell you what. When I get back in the Carolinas next week,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a call.
I get back on Monday.
All right, let's work out something next week.
Done. You heard?
The people heard it.
Now, if I can't find KC next week, because he disappeared last time. That was me.
That was me. Lonnie can find anybody.
Lonnie can find anybody.
Call logistics.
Just call logistics. That's done.
All right.
That's done.
Cool.
All right,
I understand, though, man. You got to think about it. Hey, man, this game, very busy in this game, so I get it.
No, but you got to, certain things you have to make a priority.
But I really, I think that touch of Tank, I think I will have a winner.
Done. Go make a winner.
It's going to happen.
Done.
Okay. There it is.
My word.
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Everything.
Everything. R&B, and we have truly, truly been blessed to have all things R&B in the building, Mr. Casey.
Love you.
R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/R&B Money.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.